Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Savings vary. Prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Coming to Tennessee soon, and by soon I mean Sunday. So if you don't already have the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, you need to get it. Go download it right now. It's in your app store. I've got it on my phone. You can get it on yours. And if you do, DraftKings is making it possible for you to get a free $50 bet once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee, which, again, is happening Sunday. So go download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WMFS, that's WMFS, when you sign up, and that is the way to get the free $50 bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, Gary. I was stuck between GP and Gary. I'm okay, Jerry. I'm okay. Yeah.
I've been called worse. You know, the first night I ever met my wife, at the end of the night when we were saying goodbye, she said,
"Yes."
She said, "All right, I'll see you around, Larry." She called me Larry. She called
That's
me Larry.
Fantastic.
And do you know that her grandmother, for at least the first month that we were dating, thought I was Mike Sadie? Because all her grandmother knew is that I worked for CBS and was in sports. And she was like, "Oh, that's Mike Sadie."
I'm Mike Sadie. I can see that, yeah.
How disappointed must Dorothy have been when she found out her granddaughter wasn't going to be marrying Mike Sadie, but instead me? Could have married Mike Sadie.
It all worked out beautifully, Gary.
Hey, so we got an update from our buddy Josh, who was tweeting last night.
Okay, was I mean to Josh? Josh is now like, you all are making nice. I'm like the bad guy here. You turned me into the bad guy. Well, like you guys are like on Twitter, like practically necking, and I'm like.
Well, I'm hoping he didn't listen to the first.
I called him stupid today on my radio show.
I know. I was hoping he didn't listen to that. Maybe
It was really stupid though. What he said was really stupid. Tell the people how it went. Okay. Tell the people how the drama unfolded.
Okay, so last night I'm just sitting around minding my own business and preparing, honestly, for a podcast. And Jack Nicklaus, I see, has endorsed President Trump on Twitter, which, by the way, shouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world. He's an old, rich, white guy. Like, what is so crazy about Jack Nicklaus supporting
men,
Donald Trump?
White men still voting for Donald Trump. Like, if like in the good old days, only white men could vote, Donald Trump would win again.
This would be easy.
That's true.
Did Jack Nicklaus graduate college?
I don't know if he graduated. If he didn't graduate, you're exactly right.
Yeah, he's an uneducated white man. This is easy. Jack Nicklaus.
He's a rich, uneducated white man. All those hits all the boxes. Exactly right.
Yeah, he checks all the boxes. Like, why are you people so surprised Jack Nicklaus is voting for Donald Trump? So he endorses Donald Trump, and Dan Wolkin, national columnist, USA Today, he'll be with me tomorrow in the first hour. He tweeted, man, when are these athletes going to keep the politics out of sports? And was so clearly being sarcastic because there are a lot of people, like when LeBron James tweets something or Steve Kerr tweets something or Greg Popovich says something, they say, just keep the politics out of sports. And here's Jack Nicklaus bringing the politics into sports just from a different direction than normal. Right. And so Dan tweets that. And I think most
basically
people
saying, where are all you stick to sports people? Why don't you tell Jack to stick to sports now that he's whatever?
Right.
Exactly. So income, you and you're minding your own business. I'm minding my own business. None of us has anything to do with this. And what does Josh do?
Josh is fired up. He tweets at Dan Wolkin and he says, so you're telling Jack Nicklaus to stick to sports? You're a hypocrite. Not just a hypocrite, but a hypocrite of epic proportions.
Right.
He said, as if he's not entitled.
He said, your lib friend, right?
Yes.
He asked, Gary, why are you not going to call out your lib friend, Dan Wolkin, who's got his panties in a wad, because he used the word panties,
yes.
because Jack, you're all mad that Jack Nicklaus is endorsing Trump. What a hypocrite. Epic proportions.
Right. Whereas Dan was just making a point, a lot of the same people, and this is accurate, by the way, a lot of the same people who yell at LeBron James to stick to sports are going to retweet Jack Nicklaus not sticking to sports. Why? Because Jack is saying what they want to hear, and LeBron says what they don't want to hear. That's the point.
Hold on, stop right here. Let's see if you're a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with Jack Nicklaus endorsing the president?
Of course. Yes. Why would I be?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You're consistent right down the line.
Yeah, I'm consistent. Call me whatever you want, but include in that consistent. Like, I consistently.
Okay, Larry.
I consistently listen to the epidemiologist.
Right.
And I just repeat what they say. I consistently say it's stupid to tell people to stick to sports. I would never imagine telling Jack Nicklaus to stick to sports any more than I would imagine telling LeBron James to stick to sports. And so I am nothing if not consistent. So that's the point Dan was making. Josh, he just missed it. And so the next thing you know, he's tweeting at me, like, are you going to call out your lib friend Dan Wolkin? I'm like, Josh, I am just sitting here by myself. My wife is downstairs watching a movie. My kids are asleep. I'm just preparing for a podcast. How did I get involved in this? I ain't doing it.
Plus, call him out for what? For he was not, in fact, being hypocritical. No,
but he thought he was. He thought he was. That's the problem.
I know, but he missed it. He missed it. And so I took the opportunity on my show today to call him stupid because I just thought, I don't know how you can read that tweet from Dan and think that Dan is actually thinking that Jack Nicklaus shouldn't be endorsing the president or anyone like that. So yeah. But it turns out he wasn't stupid. He was just drunk.
He was drunk.
Which can make you stupid, right? Like, and I'm good with that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Like, yeah, he tweeted me earlier when I was talking about it, and he said, "Listen, I was a few crowns in." And miss the sarcasm, you know? And I will say...
Fine, I respect that.
Yeah, I respect... Like, not only do I respect that, I relate to that. I've done that. I mean, I've never, like, went on a rant against Dan Wolkin or anybody else, but I ever...
I might have gone on rants against some people.
Yeah.
Maybe even Dan Wolkin.
I've never, like... I don't have one too many and start ranting and raving about people, but I there are times when I wake up and I go, you know what, that tweet wasn't nearly as funny as I thought it was when I tweeted it last night, and I go delete unless it just took off. Like I really did, with the benefit of hindsight, I don't like the joke, but it got a whole bunch of likes and retweets, so I'll just leave it there. But more often, I'll wake up and I go, you know what, that is not something I would have tweeted if not for me having one too many. Delete. And so that's all Josh did. He got involved in some stuff he didn't need to get involved in because he just had one too many. And how could I criticize Jack Nicklaus for not sticking to sports? How could I criticize Josh for tweeting while drinking?
Right, exactly. That's fine then. I presume he was like at home or whatever else. He wasn't out endangering anyone.
Yeah, he was honestly doing the exact same thing I was doing.
I was keeping to myself.
I was keeping to myself. And Josh was fired up. But Josh is now he's laughing emoji. I think we're all friends now.
Well, that's a beautiful thing in this difficult time.
It's a beautiful thing in this difficult time. But like it is true that a lot of the same people who tell LeBron James to stick to sports, or the NBA in general to stick to sports, those are the people who are enthusiastically applauding Jack Nicklaus last night and today. And those people are your hypocrites.
If those people, whoever they are, whoever it might be, those people are your hypocrites. Exactly.
Like
right.
I went and looked at the comments underneath it because I just wanted to. I just thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
So underneath the Jack Nicklaus tweet. So you get, you know, a lot of people like, God bless you, Mr. Nicklaus. You're the greatest golfer ever. You know, you get some of that.
Right.
And then there's like the other side, which I think is just as dumb. Let me be clear. Well, Mr. Nicklaus, this is very disappointing. I guess I'll be shredding my autographed picture of you I got back in 1984. I'm like, really? You're going to shred a picture? Like, who would even go through the trouble to shred a picture of Jack Nicklaus? Like, what are you doing? Like, I see the world a different way. I will vote the way I'm going to vote next week. But, like, the idea that I'm just, like, when you hear people say, I'm not watching the NBA because of Black Lives Matter, or I'm not keeping my Jack Nicklaus autograph because he endorsed President Trump, like, I think all of that is ridiculous in both directions. I was thinking about this earlier. Like, Dana White is closely aligned with President Trump. He runs UFC.
Yeah.
It has never occurred to me not to watch the UFC. I've never even, like, thought about it. Like, when Conor McGregor fights again, I'll probably pay, like, $70 and watch it. And the idea that I wouldn't watch it because the guy in charge is friends with the president that I disapprove of is just, like, I guess why it's so hard for me to understand people really wouldn't watch the NBA because LeBron James hates Donald Trump is, I guess the reason that's hard for me to understand is because
you love Floyd Mayweather.
Love watching him fight. I just like watching what I like to watch. Like, I don't get too caught up in that part of it. Like,
okay, let me say this though, is that as a single man, I can tell you that right now, out there in the wide world of dating,
mm-hmm.
Like lots of people, you know, they carve up the world, Trump and non-Trump.
Oh, sure.
Right? You know, what's a Hinge? Hinge. I'm not on Hinge or anything, right? I'm not on Hinge. But I bet if you go to Hinge, it says, I voted for Trump or I didn't vote for Trump. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how you separate the world in a way that would not have been true 20 years ago. Like, it just wouldn't have mattered whether you voted for, Al Gore or George W. to most people. It just wouldn't have been it's funny. I was listening to a show the other day and it said that Democrats are more likely to say they would, end a friendship because of political reasons. Republicans are more apt to say, they don't know any Democrats to begin with. I'm less apt to have those friends to begin with. That's what they actually, that was the thing. And all this was at the margins. And both seem a little, at the friendship level, they seem unreasonable to me. Like, it doesn't, I won't not be, you know, friendly with you. Certainly friendly with you.
I've got a neighbor. I've got a neighbor who has a Trump flag on his house. I mean, like a big one.
they don't come in small, Garrett.
And you know, I was driving. You know, I have to drive by his house to leave my house, and he was like in the driveway a few days ago, and like I stopped and we talked for a minute. Like, what am I gonna do? Like,
I'll be honest. I couldn't date someone.
That is true. Like, I can be friends with people who, let's just say it, support President Trump because, like, I'm just not gonna let you know. Honestly, I don't even know how to eliminate. I don't even have that many friends. It's not a big deal.
Like, exactly.
I got like four friends. So it doesn't even matter. But if I were single in this time, if I'm being completely honest, could I start a relationship with somebody who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat on Facebook? No, I couldn't. Unless she was real bad.
I think vice versa. You know, I think it tends to work. I bet the MAGA people, I'll be honest, probably wouldn't want to date you either. You know,
they say it pretty. I hear it a lot. I do think
that's different. I mean, I just go back to my mom and dad. My mom was, you know, a representative to the Republican convention, and my dad was a lifelong Democrat. And so, you know, and it just wasn't a deal. It just wasn't a deal at all. But now it is.
The question becomes, okay, you're 33 years old and you're suddenly single and you despise Donald Trump, but Tommy Lauren's trying to hook it with you. What do you do? Like that's one where I think you gotta think it through a little bit.
There's a difference between hook it with you and marry her, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I could marry her, but I could.
But you can have a fling.
I could tolerate her for a few days.
Yeah, you could. I think. I think that's pretty clear. Like that, you could. Yeah.
I put up with worse. Trust me. throughout, it's amazing how much you will cast to the side.
Right.
Just because somebody looks a certain way, the stuff you'll put up with, just because somebody looks a certain way.
Good-looking people are good-looking people. There's no question about that. I will say that. Yeah.
Like
I recently have you seen the dude who's on The Bachelorette, the one who's the favorite to win? His name's like
Dale?
Devin or something. Dale.
Yeah, I know Dale. I mean, I don't know him, but like I've seen pictures.
Like a good-looking man.
Good-looking man.
Yeah.
Like imagine I'm not even going to say it, but like he's a good-looking man. Let's just keep it at that. He's a good-looking man. And so, best I can tell, I don't watch The Bachelorette, not because I don't think I would like it. I think I would love it. But I don't have time to watch it live, and it seems like the type of thing you need to watch live so you can tweet with everybody else. So I've just never committed to watching it. But it sounds like, best I can tell, basing this off of nothing more than Twitter, is that Claire, I think her name's Claire, has already basically just decided, like, whatever happens between now and point Z, I'm trying to marry Dale. Is that what's happening?
That seems to be what happened. The fix is in. Like she's discarded. She had some previous connection to him, and now she just only has eyes for Dale, which kind of defeats the purpose of the whole deal, right? Like the suspense is, who's she going to pick? Well, she basically, everyone tells me, has already picked Dale. By the way, here's one of the problems that I have with doing this segment at 5 o'clock. Mm. I'm just walking around in my kitchen talking to you about sports, and
really not at all.
And I got a text from someone that said, hook it with her? Meaning, there you are talking about hooking it with people. And I responded. I said, I think it's a fishing term that Gary used. And Gary used it, not me.
Right.
Hook it with her.
If you find that distasteful, assign the blame to me.
Assign the blame it to me. It involves a deep sea fishing.
Duncan just tweeted me. He said, as a 31-year-old single Biden-Harris voter, Tommy Lauren could get it. I think that's right.
That's very open-minded of him, you know? It's very broad-minded of him. It's that the way that he can reach across the aisle quite literally like that is very impressive.
Well, there was one time, like, she came on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. So, like, Trevor Noah, obviously, for anybody who's ever listened to Trevor Noah for a second, doesn't see the world the way Tommy Lauren sees the world. But, like, still, it made for an interesting conversation, I guess, because it's two fairly famous people who disagree on everything, like talking through it. And so that was that. And then like the next week, TMZ caught him out at a bar drinking, like having drinks. It's like even Trevor Noah. Yeah, like it was like even Trevor Noah. Yeah, like Trevor Noah hates this girl. You know he does. But she probably looks good in her underwear. So like, let's go. Right? Even Trevor Noah is just as shallow as the rest of us. He was like, listen, he hates her.
Are you saying he was trying to hook it with her?
I think he was trying to hook it with her. But now I think he's hooking it with Minka Kelly, so he's just moved on.
Good for Trevor.
Good for Trevor. I think good for Trevor as well. How are we even get on this? It was Jack Nicklaus?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it was Jack Nicklaus. And then Josh, of course. So Josh was drinking and tweeting last night. like a lot of people, he just, you know, he got a little out of hand. It's all good. I forgive anybody drinking and tweeting. I cannot dare hold anyone. I can't be mad at somebody for drinking and tweeting recklessly, given that I do it all the time. So, Josh, if you're listening still, we are super cool. Honestly, I wasn't even aggravated by the tweets last night. I thought they were hilarious. I thought they were actually funny.
What you learn, actually, and this is a lesson, you can't actually correct everybody on Twitter.
Oh, no.
You can't set everybody straight on Twitter. I actually had framed a tweet back to him last night. I thought it was so ridiculous that he thought that Walken was being serious, and then I didn't send it. I'm not the superhero who can go out and make everyone see everything the right way on Twitter. Although there are moments I get into that impulse, give into that impulse.
There are times when, and like on Twitter, I'm very good at just ignoring things. Like I'm not
going to. You're better than I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Like I won't say it. There aren't things that frustrate me or anger me, but like I'm pretty good at just like, I don't have to argue with this. Who is this? I don't need this. I don't need to deal with this person. I don't know who this is. I have more respect for people like Josh, like people who put their real name on it. But like when you're just like, you know, it's a fake name or it's not even a name at all, and like you're tweeting at me, like I got 3 kids and a million jobs. I can't spend my time dealing with you. On Facebook, I am a little compelled more often when I see things to go, well, maybe I should set the record straight here or just tell this person why what they're saying is like just untrue. And even then, especially in these times, I just don't do it. Like I see people I actually know. I grew up with them or, you know, our kids know each other or, you know, whatever. And they are, it's not just tweeting or Facebook posting different opinions, but like just obviously untrue things. And it's like really, it's disappointing because I know they believe what it is they're saying or reposting, but they are the exact people we're talking about that get duped into all of this misinformation. And there are times, and I have done it before, but I haven't done it in months, where I would even send a private message to somebody and just say, hey man, listen, I know, you know, whatever, but like, you know, what you posted is just not true. Like, here's an article explaining why that's not true. You're spreading just absolute lies. I've done that before, and usually the person is actually pretty, oh wow, I didn't realize that, thank you. But there's so much of it now heading into this election. Like, I see it, and I there's a part of me that goes, well, I could string words together pretty well. It's my job. Maybe I could actually explain to this person why they're wrong here. And then you realize, nope, it's Facebook. You're not going to do that. And I just leave it alone. But I see it so often.
Right. Yes. I did see, by the way, I was watching last night, flipping around, and there is a pretty good chance. I was saying, remember yesterday I was saying, what are we going to be doing next Wednesday night and next Thursday night? And like from what I can tell, there is a reasonable chance that this time next week, we will not definitively know who the president is.
Oh, and even if we do definitively know who the president is, if we do, like, if Joe Biden wins in a landslide, which some are predicting, I won't pretend to know. But even if we do know who the president is, next president will be, and it will be Joe Biden, a significant portion of this country won't buy it because the current president will be screaming that it's illegitimate. Already is. I mean, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess.
My understanding is that, I mean, what the heck do you know? But the options range from, the possibilities range from a narrow Trump win, like last time, all the way to a Biden blowout, right? And everything in between. But, like, the narrow Trump win is a possibility.
Sure.
And then everything from the narrow Trump win to a Biden blowout is a possibility. And but there's a very good chance that because it could come down to several states and because we could be looking at, you know, mailed-in voting and whatever else, that ballots, that they could still be counting at this point next week. And I'll be honest, I want it to be done by this time, after this point next week. I'm ready to be done.
I predict chaos.
Seems safe, Gary. Seems safe. I put it increasing COVID cases. There. let's just go with what we can predict.
No. That's where you got to run, because I saw on Facebook COVID is over with next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because the whole thing has been fake anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just once if Biden wins, they'll say, never mind, you can go home now. Everybody take off your masks. The charade is over.
Take your mask off and go celebrate with the Dodgers. It's all over now. Do you know, like, there are people, like, this is, it's just so, again, just
there are lots of people who really believe the only reason it's a thing is because it's an election year.
I mean.
Lots of people
And this
believe
isn't,
that.
This isn't one of those things where I heard some people think that. Like, I know people who think that, and I don't think they say it to me, because they know I would look at them like they're.
Me. Well, they said I'll post something on Facebook and they'll say it in a response to me. Yeah, right. Or on Twitter. Yeah. How come, you know, whatever? Because it's an election year. Just wait till the election's over. Like, you hear that from everybody. The amazing thing about that is that it's, how did you get the whole world in on the gag? You know, how did you get the Chinese in on the gag and got all those English people dying in order to get Donald Trump out of office? And it's amazing how they got the whole world in on the gag. Like, is it Brazil that's just going crazy down there? The way they got all those Brazilians to die to get Donald Trump out of office is just incredible. The way the deep state operates and the persuasiveness of it to make all of that happen is really, it's a powerful entity, GP.
There are people listening right now, or they might have already turned the station. But they believe that. They genuinely believe that.
What's a sad one, because that's not. I mean, that's just like, because it's not like a few kooks. Like, I don't think that many people really believe that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are like traffic slavery porn. You know, whatever. I think that's just a really disturbed group of people who are thinking of that small, whatever. But there's a lot of people who really believe that this whole thing is only because it's an election year.
Oh, yeah. And it's people I know, people my kids go to school with their kids. Like, I'll see them tomorrow morning. And they'll be like, hey, Gary. And I'll be like, hey. You know, it's just like crazy. I can't understand it. But I am aware that it's happening. So, again, I predict chaos. Let's talk Tiger football for a second. In 2 days, they're going to play Cincinnati, top 10 team, undefeated, national television. A win gets Memphis back into the top 25. I had Ryan Silverfield on earlier, and listen, I heard you talking about it a little bit today. This will not resonate like the victory over Tennessee did back in 1996, because, you know, the Bearcats aren't the Vols, and Desmond Ridder is not Peyton Manning. But, I mean, an opportunity to beat a top 10 team on the road. It's not only that Memphis hasn't done it since 1996. At the University of Memphis, you don't get these kinds of opportunities often because of your conference affiliation. So it is a big game in the history of the program.
It's a big game. And in the history, it is a big game. And, I went back and looked. That Tennessee game, and for all kinds of reasons, it was Peyton Manning, it was Tennessee, it was Tennessee that still had a chance to be in the, you know, go to a huge bowl game or be in whatever the hell it had by way of a playoff then. And Memphis, like, it wasn't a bad Tennessee team. It was Peyton Manning, for God's sakes. And they were a 26-point favorite. Well, here, I mean, this is a really good Cincinnati team, that I think some people, I saw Chris Vanini from The Athletic was making the argument that they could be the fourth team in the playoffs, like literally in the playoffs. Well, Memphis is a 6.5-point underdog. Like, that's not, you know, Memphis should lose by all rights, it appears, but Memphis is a 6.5-point underdog. So Memphis can obviously win this game, and it would be a tremendous win. For Ryan Silverfield, and you're exactly right, Memphis gets very few of these shots. Tennessee has lost 35 straight games to top 10 opponents, 35 straight games, the last 10 by an average of 31 points to top 10 opponents. I don't know that Memphis has not in its history played 35 top 10 opponents. They've only... Since that Vols game, which they won, they've only played and lost six to six top 10 opponents. So, you know, these chances don't come around very often. And they certainly don't come around where you're only a 6.5-point dog. So it is a big opportunity for the university. There's no question.
And Ryan didn't say this on my show, but I was in prep reading basically anything anybody's written about this Memphis-Cincinnati game this week. And there was a quote attributed to him where he said, you know, you just think back to last year, you know, they're handing the ball. On offense last year, they had Kenneth Gainwell, Antonio Gibson, Patrick Taylor, DeMonte Coxey. You think of all the weapons. I don't know that we properly understood all of the weapons that they had last year.
And now we know how good Brady is.
Right.
There's a full appreciation of how good Brady is. No, there's absolutely right. Like, Antonio Gibson was just doing what he does in the NFL this past Sunday. You know, I mean, so, yeah. And now Darrell Henderson's taking over the number one back. He wasn't there last year. No, it was in his at his Monday afternoon call. I was on that call where Ryan said that. And in some descent, I think to some extent he's saying it a little. There's a little bit of defensiveness here. Like, it's a little bit of, you realize all these guys are gone, right? There's some element of that, but some of it's just reality. Like, Memphis beat them twice in a row last year, but basically it's the same damn tough defense, and it's a whole new group of skill players, a largely new, partly new offensive line. And so, yeah, it's not the same Memphis team going up against the Cincinnati team. And what we saw this past weekend, at least in the first half against Temple, they looked like a whole new group of skill players that hadn't really had much of an off season together and hadn't known that they would be, you know, the main weapons. But now they are against the Cincinnati team that just gave up nothing to SMU. Like, it's a great, great defensive team. So, I mean, I wouldn't pick Memphis. But then again, I didn't pick Memphis to beat UCF, and they did. So it's possible. And Ritter is not like a great quarterback. He's capable of doing great things. He's got great tools. But it's a game I think you can stay in it. But I'll be surprised if they win. But again, it's just 6.5 points. So I won't be that surprised. And I think the other big difference between this and the Tennessee game from 96 is that that was just one burst of miraculous brilliance by an otherwise pretty inept program. This program, whether they win or lose, it is a program that has put together years and years of sustained excellence. And so if they're just in a very different place. If they happen to get their next top 10 win this Saturday, they will do it as a very different program than their last top 10 win.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my last thing would be, it's just pretty impressive that they are in a position with a first-year head coach after losing Kenneth Gainwell, Antonio Gibson, Patrick Taylor, DeMonte Coxey. They're in a position still to only be a 6.5-point underdog against a top 10 team. Like, that is not the Memphis football program I grew up with.
No, like, you lose D'Angelo, and that's it. Next time he went out the door, you know? Like, that's it. Lose Danny Wimpine and D'Angelo, and the next thing, you know, Tommy's talking about, you know, it's painful. And here, you're exactly right. They're reloading. And honestly, it's a top-10 offense right now. I don't know how they're doing it, but it's a top-10 offense right now, even with all those new players. And I think a lot of it is Brady. But obviously they've recruited well, and for Ryan to be able to you know, integrate them in the way that he has, as seamlessly as he has, I think speaks awfully well of Ryan.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye. I got a tweet from Sean. It said, he said, it's so bad that he knows people who refuse to watch football on Fox or buy products advertised on Fox. Like, I just don't understand that.
No, I don't either.
Like, you know, I want to make sure I'm clear. It cuts both ways for me. Like, I never understood, like, if you liked the NBA, why you would stop watching the NBA because Black Lives Matter is on the court. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I agree. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. Like, I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan.
Right.
He's Trump supporter. Like,
yeah, like, you know, like,
I don't care.
Yeah, like, I despise the president, but I like watching Conor McGregor fight. And so if UFC puts on an event, Conor McGregor's fighting, it will never even enter my mind that I am supporting Dana White, who supports President Trump, and Conor McGregor. I don't even think. I'm like, man, I just want to watch a fight.
I just want to watch, yeah.
It's never, like we were talking earlier in the week about those Hanes
T-shirts.
The Hanes T-shirts that I like.
Mm-hmm.
If I find out the guy who invented them was a Trump supporter, I'd be like, I still like the shirts.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we doing? Right. I don't understand.
I know. It is
all
silliness.
All of this drawing lines. Like football will be on Fox. If there's a game that I want to watch, I'm going to watch it. And if they moved it to Fox News for some reason, I'd watch it on Fox News. Like, I don't get caught up in all that stuff.
No.
That's, like, silly to me. I want to watch what I want to watch. I want to buy what I want to buy. Like, there was that time where people were talking about, well, you got to boycott Chick-fil-A because they have.
Yeah, big no from me.
Yeah, I'm not boycotting Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's amazing.
Like, I don't agree with everything Chick-fil-A stands for, but I agree with the chicken sandwiches.
Ugh,
I love those.
They're so good.
Yeah, like, man, stop trying to make me not like things that I like. I like a good chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A makes one. I'm going to go get it. If they put a football game on Fox that I want to watch, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
If Dana White puts on a card I want to watch, I'm gonna buy it. Like, I don't get caught up in that. So it's why when I would just roll my eyes at people like, I'm never watching the NBA again. Well, like, did you ever watch it before? No? Okay, then who cares? Oh, you did watch it before, and you're really not watching it now? Like, you enjoyed this thing once upon a time, but you're not watching it now because somebody's got a Black Lives Matter T-shirt on? Or even further back, I love the NFL, but I'm not watching because players take a knee. Really? Like, you'd stop watching something you love because people are taking a knee? It means that. Like, really? Like, that's where you draw? What? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't to me either.
Like, if you know, I don't know, man. Like, if I love baseball, and if suddenly, like, baseball got real backwards on some issue that mattered to me, I'd be like, that's unfortunate, but I still like watching baseball, so I'm going to watch baseball. I don't draw these lines where other people draw them. I just like what I like, and if it happens to run counter or is run by people whose views run counter to mine, I can compartmentalize that pretty well. Again, Dana White was walking out of a rally earlier this week with the President of the United States. So Dana White and I probably don't see eye to eye on too many of those things. But if he puts on a good UFC card, I'll buy it and put money right in his pocket because I don't know. Good UFC cards are fun. Be back in a second.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. We're days away from sports betting starting in Tennessee, and the app is really awesome. Download it now, check it out, and be sure to enter the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
All 75 Mazda 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10-129, G4 LHF07863, Eclipse LZO15893. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4. 41 mpg highway. $139 a month. Or buy for $12,435. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage. $99 a month. Mirage G4. $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross. $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. 3.0. point spread winners posted daily. YLose.com. The letter Y, L-O-S-E.com. Get tonight's pro football winner absolutely free. YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a Margaritas near you. Margaritas has all your favorite Mexican dishes, including tacos, burritos, chalupas, fajitas, nachos, chimichangas, and so much more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that with 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Harry's is now available almost everywhere you shop, including in-store at most major retailers near you. For those who prefer to shop online, you can get a Harry starter set with a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to Harry's.com and enter 5520 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5520. Enjoy.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took us. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. It's in Horn Lake, Mississippi. It's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And also the star of a Netflix show, The American Barbecue Showdown. If you haven't checked it out yet, go do it. Netflix.com. If you don't have Netflix, you want to see a preview, go to YouTube. Type in The American Barbecue Showdown. It is there right now. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you that fresh-from-the-cooker quality, regardless of whether you're in there at 11 a.m. or 9 o'clock at night. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality, and you can look at that menu right now, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. You're trying to get there? The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. Just take 55 South from Memphis to Goodman Road. Right there on your right when you exit. You can see Memphis Barbecue Company, the sign, from the interstate. So it's easy to get to, easy to find. Again, on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. So funny. We were talking about the Jack Nicklaus stuff earlier in the show. Do you see the latest person to endorse President Trump?
No. Who?
Even better. If you think Jack Nicklaus was getting it last night.
Was it Tony La Russa?
No, it's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne
just tweeted a picture of he and the president and said, just had a great meeting with real Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured he will and can get it done.
You know, I'm actually not surprised by that because they were both like, and I'm not saying Lil Wayne's not famous anymore. He still clearly is, but they were both like big celebrities at the same time. Like Lil Wayne was kind of on top of the music, right? And Donald Trump was doing The Apprentice. So like they were both big public celebrities at the same time, I feel like.
So now people are just burying Lil Wayne, sure. Right? So yeah. Just like they burying Jack Nicklaus last night. This is another place where I don't get involved.
Like me either.
I can't stand the version of Kanye West that has existed for about the past 2 or 3 years. I have no interest in it whatsoever, any of it. And I don't mean just the politics. I mean the gospel music, the nonsensical rant. I don't have no use for any of it. But will I still listen to Watch the Throne while I'm playing golf? Right. Maybe. Like I don't cancel things that I like just because I disagree with the person responsible for them.
Totally agree.
I've just never done it.
Like I'm a big Kiss fan and I think Gene Simmons is like a pretty bad dude.
Well, like Van Morrison has been tweeting a lot of pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. Right. Love his music.
But, like, you know, I like Van Morrison.
Me too.
I like his music.
Yeah, it's my wedding song.
I don't know that I would actually like Van Morrison, like, in person. Kelly and I went and saw him.
I've heard he's a huge jerk.
Kelly and I went and saw him in Vegas a few years ago. And he looked very much like somebody who was just there to do his job.
Yes. He's notorious for being a mean dude.
He did not seem enthusiastic about being there. But he, like, you know, he sang all the songs.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
Great music.
Sang all the songs. We had drinks and watched him sing all the songs, so it was fine. But, like, so then, like, the Van Morrison stuff comes out. And then people are like, I'm done with Van Morrison. I'm done with Kanye West. And now it's going to be, I'm done with Lil Wayne. I told you, like, some guy was going to shred his Jack Nicklaus autograph that he got in the mid-'80s.
Sell it on eBay, man.
Oh, like, how about this? Daryl Strawberry is pro-Trump. That's like one of my childhood idols.
Right.
Like, I've got a Daryl Strawberry autograph. Actually, when we had Louie, a friend of mine who's connected to Daryl Strawberry, they mailed me a picture, and it's Daryl Strawberry, and it said, Dear Gary, you know, congrats on Louie. What a miracle. You know, all the best, Daryl Strawberry. And when I saw Daryl Strawberry then supporting President Trump, it never even popped into my mind to shred the picture.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Why? I guess that's the theme of the day. I like what I like.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be associated with people who I disagree with politically, I can really put that aside. When it comes to these people that I don't know in real life, like Dana White supports President Trump. Okay, if I want to buy a UFC card, I'll still do it. I'm not going to boycott the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to boycott Lil Wayne now. Like if a Lil Wayne song comes on Channel 44 on Sirius XM and it's something I want to listen to, it will never pop into my mind, oh, I must change this now. I am boycotting Lil Wayne. I just don't work like that. Again, like the Kanye West aggravated me over the past few years to the point where I used to listen. If he did an interview, I'd listen to it as soon as it was released. If there was an article about him, I'd read it immediately. Now I just don't even. He did like a Joe Rogan interview a couple weeks ago. I listened to a second of it. I just do not care. But do I still like Dark Fantasy? Yes. Like, will I still listen to the Yeezus album every once in a while? Of course. I don't get involved in all this canceling everybody stuff, but not everybody's like me, so Lil Wayne's getting canceled on social media right now. Poor guy. I'm sure he'll be all right. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. I've got it. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code JSmith so they know I sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in free site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code JSmith to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Carolina.
Stanley wanted to sell his home in East Memphis, but didn't want a lot of showings because it's a pandemic. Josh Hysaw said, no problem. He made Stanley an instant cash offer. Stanley closed in 14 days. There were no showings. Simple stuff. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He's the person with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer like he did Stanley. You pick, totally up to you, and understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs, so if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web. Josh sells the midsouth.com.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS top safety pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best in class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get ramped up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2. We Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
Ranked by J.D. Powers IQS and appeal studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. 3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293.29. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken. Brought to you by Progressive. Where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You're probably looking for some fuel treatment. It helps clean your engine to improve your gas mileage and keep it running longer. Right now, you can get two bottles of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment for just $8, plus a $1 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? Don't worry. You can sign up fast right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Still. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon, and by soon I mean Sunday. So if you're going to get in on the action, best way to do it? That's with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports the sports betting world, and they have created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. To celebrate the momentous event, DraftKings is giving everyone who registers now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. So what are you going to do? You're going to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use WMFS. That's the code WMFS when you sign up. WMFS. And those who sign up right now are going to get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree. When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it ain't fair. When your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here. It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair. Yeah. Who gon' stop?
Looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? Just so get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner, Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're interested in supporting a local business that supports the local university, support Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You got a good life insurance policy? If you don't, you need one. You wouldn't want something to happen to you unexpectedly and you leave somebody who you care about deeply in a bad financial situation. A good life insurance policy can help you avoid that, and you can get one right now via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are temporarily waiving the medical exam to help customers with COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. You can check the website, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other on Highway 51 in Covington. 867 saves the number, 901-867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but let's spend a minute or so on an interesting thing that just happened on SportsCenter. So they had Walker Buehler on, as Bennett tells me.
Yeah. So they have Walker. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have Walker Buehler on, and Kevin Negandhi's like setting up this. They're getting to the end of the interview, and they save the Justin Turner question for last. And so he sets up this long question about Justin Turner and, like, what happened. Like,
why was
he
celebrating with you guys?
Yeah, why was he celebrating? And Walker Buehler's sitting there with a blank stare on his face. And I swear to God, right when Negandhi finishes the question, the Skype connection just goes away. Like, he just turned off his camera.
So it was either intentional or very convenient.
Yes.
But you got to know before you go on these things that you're going to be asked about that, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You know what I bet? I'm betting that they probably, whoever the PR person was, probably told ESPN, like, hey, can we steer away from the Justin Turner questions? And ESPN said, sure, let's do it, and then just didn't. Well, that's like, what I bet.
Well, I would assume that if the Dodgers asked you that, you would just say, no, we can't. I mean, it's the biggest story connected to this World Series.
Right.
You know, we're not going to ask seven questions about it, but it would be crazy if I didn't bring it up.
Didn't get one in.
Like, I've done that before to guests on radio. Where I've been asked by a public relations person, like, hey, you know, but this is a sensitive subject, you know, and really, you know, so-and-so doesn't need to talk about that right now. And I say, hey, listen, I'm going to sound stupid if I don't ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask the question. You can just say no comment or you don't want to talk about
it. Right.
But I don't want people tweeting me saying, why didn't you even ask him about this? Like, you know, if you just had a player arrested last night, I got to ask you about that today.
Yep.
And then you can say no comment, be very short, but I got to at least ask the question. And if you're saying I can't ask the question, then I can't do the interview.
Right.
I've done that several times with people, and it always works itself out. So, like tonight, late night, Clayton Kershaw is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. Corey Seager is on one of the late night shows.
Yeah, they're
gonna be asked
yep.
about it, so you better have an answer prepared because undeniably the issue is gonna be brought up.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Thursday night football?
Yes, Thursday night football.
Falcons, Panthers, Bank of America Stadium, Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm actually interested.
What? How? Because I'm not. I was thinking about leaving here and going to the grocery store. I care so little about this football game.
Literally every single Falcons game this year, it feels like, has ended on some just like awful, awful decision making. And I just want to see if they screw up again at the end of the game.
I don't know if I can invest myself in this. Combined records 4-10.
Yeah, it's not great.
There's nothing I'm interested in here. It's a crappy game between crappy teams. You care about it, though.
I honestly, GP, I will watch any NFL game and find something to keep me interested. I really will.
See, I'm not like that. Like, I have friends who don't want to play golf on, like, Sundays because they can't miss any NFL.
Right.
And I'm like, that's me. I don't care. I don't care that much. I mean, like, I'm happy to watch it when it's on, but, like, I don't have a favorite NFL team, so it doesn't hit me that way. But, like, you know, I'll have this on, I guess, but I don't care. Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite. The total's 51.5. Kick is scheduled for 7:20. You can watch it on Fox.
What should I watch on TV?
Every vote counts. It's a celebration of democracy tonight, Bennett. It's a one-hour entertainment special to honor and celebrate the power of voting through music, dance, art, and dialogue. Alicia Keys and Kerry Washington will be hosting artists, musicians, and community leaders who will be encouraging all of us to get out and vote. So that's at 8 o'clock on CBS. It's America's most watched network. It is the network of stars. On the late night circuit, Senator Kamala.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.